quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to.
ADHD affects so many of our families, and finding the right care can be a challenge. With Done, you can get the care you need 24/7. At donefirst.com, you have an expert team who can help you get personalized treatment for you and your sweet kids. ADHD doesn't have to jeopardize the connection you share with your family. Take a free one-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Visit get.donefirst.com/podcast to learn more. Done. Turn ADHD into your strength. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I have a follower from Instagram who is coming to ask a parenting question. And so I would love her to introduce herself. And Cherry, just tell us who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Charishma. People call me Cherry, and I'm from India, Hyderabad. I'm a lawyer for a living, but then I have a son who's almost two now. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, good. Great. So Cherry asked a question in my DMs, and I thought it was a great question, so I wanted to answer it here on the podcast. And I'm sure you're not the only one that experiences this, but tell us your question.
So my son, I'm a toddler, typically he goes, screams like, and then he's normal. I mean, it's just maybe the bouts of energy or something, but then he does that sometimes, and then that kind of worries me a little as a parent, because is it something really wrong? I mean, is it something that's not okay? It's something that I'm not doing right. I don't know. I mean, so
he screams. Yeah. So when does he scream?
I think it's majorly when he wants something and he doesn't get it. I think that's my analysis to it. But then it's not really a hidden problem, Michelle. Sometimes, you know, it's not really that he something's really bothering him, but then he's like, maybe if I just yell, I mean, she'll give it to me. I don't know. It's that kind of thing at some right. point. Yeah, and especially when we're in public, he would just do the shout, and then he's normal, and he's like, who did that? I didn't do it. And then he's all normal.
Yeah. Okay, good. So were you allowed to scream at home when you were a kid? Was screaming part of your household? What was yelling like?
Maybe when there was some loud music and I was too excited, I would do that. But not randomly. I mean, not really. Me and my brother, we were always used to low talking. I mean, you know, when you talk politely, in a low pace, not really scream and, you know. Yeah. So
what did your parents think about screaming?
What's wrong? I mean, that would be probably the first ever reaction that come when they hear a scream. I mean, yeah, maybe my mom would really be angry. I mean, that I'm yelling so much. I mean, without a reason. Yeah.
So do you think that maybe when you were growing up that screaming, do you think screaming was accepted or not accepted? Or do you think that it was something that was taboo?
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's a little of a taboo at some level. I mean, you know, that, especially when we are in public, I mean, you would not want someone to notice you, especially. So it definitely is a taboo. So, I keep telling, his name is Hriday. So I keep telling him, Hriday, we're going out in public. So now you don't yell. You can do all the yelling at home and then do all screaming at home. So when we're out, I want you to be a good boy, disciplined boy. I mean, I keep just saying that to him. I don't know if he if it really gets into him, but yeah.
What's wrong? Why are you worried if he screams in public?
Maybe because everyone would notice us for no reason. And then probably, if there's a real reason, if he's in pain, it makes sense. Otherwise, he just randomly does. And it's like a very creepy noise. Something that loud. So
yeah,
we're like, no, we don't want that. So basically, I think the answer to your question is maybe we don't want anyone to notice that your child is kind of yelling. Yeah.
But do you actually think something's wrong with him when he screams?
Initially, yes, I would. But then now I understand that it's probably his energy levels that are high at that moment. Or maybe sometimes then his sugar high sometimes because he has some candy and then, you know,
maybe.
This is all, again, self-analysis sometimes.
Right.
Is that, okay, maybe he had this. So maybe this is having this kind of an effect on how he is. And then, he's just excited with something around him. So
He's two. So he's, you know, he might be excited. He might be screaming. He's finding his voice. He's learning to communicate. He's finding the way in which he can get people's attention.
Yeah.
And so if he's screaming and you're coming to him and giving him more attention and you're like, don't do that, or we're not going to scream when we get out, you might be creating more counter will. You might be creating more yelling because you're telling him not to.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can come to him with play instead. Like every time he screams, can you come to him and be like, oh, now you're going to get a hug. Now you're going to get a kiss. Now you're going to get a love. If you came to him with connection and with play, I wonder if it would create an opportunity for him to not want to do it on purpose.
I feel that. Yeah. I can introspect on what you just said. It's something so deep, in fact.
Yeah, I think you're worried, right? I don't want him to yell in public. Everyone's going to look at us. So I'm going to give him a talk before we go out and tell him he can't yell at us and he has to be a good boy and all these things. And he's thinking, oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to yell. I don't want to do what you say, because he's two and he's asserting himself and he's finding his counter will and he's finding his voice. And it sounds like a strong kid.
Yeah.
So I would come the other way, come with play and connection and love and attention when he does that.
Yeah.
And also for you, who cares if he yells?
True.
The police aren't going to come and get you and snatch you both up.
Yep. No, never.
It's just yelling.
True. Yeah.
And maybe if we reflect on our own childhood, maybe yelling wasn't acceptable. And we think it's wrong.
Correct.
But he's just a normal kid.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the next segment, a quick shout out to our fantastic sponsors who make this free podcast possible. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. and then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. AndMyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used MyLifeInABook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
Now, back to the show.
You can use this idea of coming to him with play, like love and affection, kisses and hugs and all of that kind of thing. You can use it for any behavior. It doesn't have to just be yelling. It can be he's, you know, hitting the dog, or he's, you know, throwing his food, or he's, you know, refusing to put his shoes on. You can use play as opposed to trying to tell him not to, because I don't think he's going to listen to that.
Yeah. I mean, just the answer you just gave, I mean, could you give me an example of play? I mean, when you say it so that I understand much better on...
My number one way to come to that kind of behavior is say, little boys who yell are going to get kisses.
Oh.
Little boys who yell are going to get hugs. Are you yelling over there? I guess you need me to give you a big fat hug. I would use affection for a little kid like that.
I mean, it makes so much sense, Michelle. I mean, wow.
Good. I'm so glad. No,
I mean, it kind of changed my perspective towards receiving it rather than... So, I mean, as parents, I think we think that we are supposed to correct them, teach them something, but rather we are only trying to facilitate them. And when you said play as a way to... make him understand that, you know, he's going to be in trouble just with a lot of hugs and kisses. I mean, that feels, wow.
Good. And yeah.
So much.
I think he's looking for attention. I think he's looking to get you to respond. And you keep responding, right? So he keeps doing it.
And that's the reason for that repetitive...
Maybe. So try it and see. Like what I would do is use what I gave you, use it every single time for like 10 days. And then see what you think at the end of 10 days. Have things gotten better? Have they gotten worse? I bet they'll get better. Usually we see they get better right away. And then I would start using play all the time. Can you play with them for 20 minutes a day? Can you do some sort of just as a preventative measure? We just want to get more connected to him.
Got it.
You're going to do great.
Yes.
This is a good question. I know lots of people who have this same question. And people will, I just want other people to know and for you to know too. Like I said, it doesn't have to be just screaming, right? It can be whining. It can be refusing to do something. It can be throwing something. It can be hitting. It can be biting. It can be anything. You can use this same idea.
And then as they grow, I think there'll be different things. So probably screaming would stop. I mean, or reduce eventually. And something else comes up. So this as a technique
use it forever. And so like my teenagers, I have a teenager who's 15 and she's very sassy right now. She tells me all the time, you're so annoying. Can you stop dancing? You're the worst dancer. And then I'll say, oh, okay. Well, can I twerk? Is it okay if I do twerking? Is it okay if I dance like this? Is it okay if I dance like that? And I try to be silly. Yeah. And she's like, oh, you're so annoying. But she stops telling me, you know, she stops being mean eventually and she starts kind of smiling a little bit and it changes the mood. So you can use it when they're teenagers. You can use it when they're in their early, you know, early adolescence. You can use it when they're grade school. It's a good tool to use forever.
I mean, I can imagine.
You can keep using it. Okay, good, Cherry. Anything else?
That's all for now, Michelle.
Okay, good.
think will do wonders. I'm sure. Yeah,
it will. So you let me know back in the DMs in 10 days how you're doing.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay.
It's really nice to get into conversation with you, Michelle. Yeah,
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you came. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.